Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with RJ, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I've got to tell you, When I saw the Texans schedule release, I said, man, oh, man, you want to talk about a value to the NFL. There's no team valued like the Houston Texans are. I mean, they are, the league just wants to, they just want to showcase the Texans.
Yeah.
Week in, week out, put them front and center, make sure that everybody sees the product, the wonderful product that they put out. Mm-hmm. Over these last 3 or 4 years. I mean, what a value. What a value it is to this league that they are, I mean.
I
feel like the Chiefs, step aside.
Okay, I was just.
Cowboys, move over. Jets.
I will admit this. I was apparently wrong about how many times they'd be on national television. What I meant to say was okay, they will be on at 3 o'clock one time all year.
Because they're playing Denver.
Yeah.
Because they're playing Denver.
Every other game.
Noon.
Now, every other game is noon. Every game this year is noon. Now, they do have one nationally televised game that you didn't talk about at 7 o'clock, and that's, well, I don't know if it's nationally televised. It's just Texans Saints preseason game.
Well, no, that's local. That's not.
Yeah, but I don't know if the nation is picking this up.
Yeah, no, they're. Yeah, well, they couldn't. Who wouldn't want the Texans Saints preseason game?
Now they could get flexed into a bunch of championship weekend championship games, as I'm calling them. But right now, the only headliner is really their 3:05 start, which is game.
The only reason that is because they didn't want everybody in Denver to wake up too early to watch the game.
Well, the other thing is there's only like 4 games then.
So even the Cardinals game is at noon. Cardinals are like, hey, what the hell?
Wait, at Arizona?
No, it's here.
Yeah, oh, I was going to say.
No, but you could at least put it at 3 for the Cardinal fans.
No, that's irrelevant this year. But it would have been for the Texans fans, it's always going to be 12. But that would be unbelievable if they made it a noon game on the – in. Well, is that Mountain Time? Or
yeah, they wouldn't. Pacific? They don't make it a noon game
they're playing. No, that would be the ultimate disrespect.
No, that would be disrespectful. That would be disrespectful.
It's so, Phoenix 2 hours
I was, I would, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, there's noon. Okay, there's noon.
I've never
noon.
Seen a schedule like this.
No. Well, because before this year, you had to have one game.
Yeah.
You had to. Now you don't have to. And what do? The first team they eliminate.
No, I've never seen a game where you have one 3 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Like sometimes the Texans, there'll be so many games, they want to give you a little bit of. Yeah. If the Texans had a little cachet, then they might have one of the games might be at 3 o'clock just because it's a good opponent. But even if it's that good, you'd probably be on 7 o'clock but in the evening. But this is unbelievable. It's almost every game is at noon. We are going to be done with our day in very, very reasonable time. And what if they put a pitch clock on the season?
It's not so bad if you want to
know. No, it's not. And what if they start doing like a pitch clock where you have 20 seconds to get your playoff? Can you imagine that?
Well, they have a pitch clock. It's called a play clock.
Yeah, but what if they speed it up even more?
Even
we could
more
be done even faster.
Well, because the Texans try not to get – they want as
What's
few
half-time?
Plays as possible.
What's halftime?
12 minutes.
Let's make it 10.
Why?
Because we cut off 2 minutes. We'll go to 20 seconds between plays. Clock always runs even into 2 minutes, even at, with 2 minutes left.
I think
we could cut these games to 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, even I think the Arizona Cardinals even have a Monday night game. No
let's see. Way. Let's they see. Can't have any national games.
No, they don't have any national games. No, they don't have.
Don't
no,
you ever
no.
say something like
no, that. No, they got none. They got none, and we got none.
It's here's the team. Texans, Cardinals, Colts, and Falcons aren't scheduled none. For primetime games.
Oh, yes, they are. The Falcons are on a Monday night game. Falcons have a Monday night game.
You
October
sure?
1st against
Pro
the Jags.
Pro Football Talk just had that for a...
No. Falcons have a Monday night game against the Jags. They're wrong. And what was who else? The Colts? Yeah, the Colts don't have one. Colts suck.
Yeah, but they play internationally.
Yeah, right. Well, that's an 8 o'clock in the morning game. That's not really prime time. The Colts, the Cardinals, and the Falcons have an October 1st against the Jags. Falcons-Jags on Monday Night Football.
You sure about that?
I'm looking at it right here.
What week?
October 1st, week 4.
How is that possible?
Yeah, what do you mean, how is that possible? How the Falcons? That's what I said. Wow. I mean, maybe Bijan? I don't know.
And against, I mean, I get Trevor Lawrence.
And but... against the Jags? And how about that you're going to flex? I mean, the league really is. You know what? The league just said, here we go. We're gonna take our shot from half court. We don't care. We're going to flex Monday night games. You know, a lot of people schedule their trips to different cities based on we're going to play at this time. I know I can get my flight in. I can get my flight out. The league just said, well, guess what? We might flex your game to Monday night, okay? And we don't care. You want to talk about they don't care anymore. They're just like, this is our product. We'll do what we want with it. Because, you know, a lot of people, they do. They plan trips around. I know I have. I've done it before. And I know, you know, family members want to come in here for Chicago games.
Yeah,
or
and
whatever.
it's not like you have to plan those things.
Yeah.
Because of
no, you need.
You have to buy plane tickets in advance.
Yeah, yeah. And hotel rooms and everything else. And they just said, we don't care. We don't care what you think about us. Unbelievable how little the league thinks. Of course, it's deservedly so. Now, win this year, you know, your five games, and next year it'll be much of the same.
Do you remember when flex schedule started?
I don't know how many years. No, I don't.
2006.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, that doesn't feel, I don't feel
that's
like
a
it was that
Sunday,
long ago.
It was only a Sunday night thing, though.
They introduced it. There was a quality matchup on Sunday Night Flex.
Yeah, Sunday Night Flex.
Yeah.
And now...
So flex scheduling can be used twice between weeks 5 and 10 and anytime between weeks 11 and 17 to move games in and out of Sunday Night Football.
Right.
A Sunday afternoon game with kickoff time at 1, 4, 5, blah, 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 blah. how far in advance can they flex it? For games from weeks 5 to 17, the league must provide 12 days notice before flexing the game. When it comes to Week 18, the league wants to ensure Sunday Night Football has a game with meaningful playoff implications.
Well, that's why they didn't put up a schedule for the Texans-Colts, the last game of the season, that says it's TBD, because they're pretty sure in the league office that Texans-Colts is going to be the flex Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah, that's the playoff schedule. Yeah. Now, games will be able to move from Sundays to Mondays and vice versa from Weeks 13 and beyond.
Yeah.
So... it's not until much later in the year.
No, but even still, those are the end of the year games.
Yeah. you can still get hit with it. Yeah. I mean, you're most likely to travel around holiday times, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So the Texans, I'm going to tell you what, I looked at the schedule. It's tough to find any losses with this schedule, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
We usually break it down every year after the schedule comes out. And, you know, with the excitement over this schedule that the league has for this football team, this is an all-time. This is an all-time. Starting with the Ravens, they said...
So apparently you are... Somebody just sent a schedule. John is wrong. That's a 8:30 a.m. game. That's the international game you're looking at. The Falcons and Jaguars. Ryan just sent that in. So it's not a nationally televised
game. Well, this has NFL Monday Night Football... Falcon, this is an official league thing. Adam Schefter put it out. And October 1st, week 4, Falcons at Jags.
It is October 1st, but it's 8:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
This is one of their London games. Jaguars.
Oh, they're calling those Monday night games.
Oh, because it's Sunday morning. Oh, because it's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Wait, how are they doing that? Because our Sunday is just
why are they calling those? Look at Adam Schefter's tweeted it out. Monday night football.
I don't know. It's an 8:30 game. Maybe he just made a mistake on maybe the graphic was a mistake.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay,
maybe Dolph Kleinman.
So the Falcons don't.
That makes sense for the Falcons not to have one. Texans, Falcons, Cardinals. I'm a little surprised on Colts, but I guess I shouldn't be, just because if Anthony Richardson's playing, all of a sudden that's
they were pretty crappy last year. They had the fourth worst record.
No, they did. But you had a running back who had a bad ankle the entire year. You had no Shaq Leonard. Of course, Shaq Leonard's not even back yet. His injury's like he's like a Michael Brantley injury.
Yeah.
He barely played last year. He isn't even back this year, but he's quote unquote getting close. I'm like, that sounds exactly like Michael Brantley.
Yeah, but even the Bears, who had the worst record in the league, they got one.
Justin Fields.
Yeah. I mean, and it's Chicago.
Yeah.
As opposed Bryce to Young, Indianapolis or
Bryce Young got one, right?
Bryce Young did get one. Yeah, the Panthers did get one.
So CJ Stroud can't get one.
They're week two. They got the Saints and Panthers.
Let's get it over with.
No. You can't. But Browns instead. Listen, Monday night football's got some nice matchups this year. They got Chiefs and Eagles. Mm-hmm. That's week 11, November 20th. They've got Jets and Chargers. Nice game. Cowboys, Chargers. Nice game. 49ers, Vikings, yeah, okay. They've got the Rams and Bengals. I mean, Bengals, I don't understand some of theirs. But they've also got some stinkers. They've also got some stinkers, like Saints and Panthers. Why the Rams are on Monday Night Football at all is just is beyond me. The Buccaneers have got some. The Buccaneers are terrible.
Buccaneers are awful.
They're awful.
Well, they actually, on paper, they're not.
Really? They're not?
No, they have White. They have Devin White. They have I don't know. They just don't have a quarterback. So if you don't have a quarterback, you're terrible.
Basically. The linebacker, everybody's tuning in to see.
Well, no, Mike. Well, you also have Mike. What's
Evans.
His name? Evans. You have Godwin. You have Chase Otten.
Yeah,
or Cade. No, Cade Otten.
Oh, okay.
Tight end from Washington. You've got some pretty interesting offensive linemen.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah, okay.
Got Vita Vea
and
Antoine Winfield.
With his hair. That's nice. Good for them. No, that's good stuff. We will break down our Houston Texans schedule after this right here on ESPN 9. I mean, this is an exciting day. When you get the excitement of this and the Texans, everybody put out their schedule reveal. Nobody beat the Texans schedule reveal.
Some people liked the Texans video.
Did they?
Yeah, there were some people I was reading.
So lazy, they didn't even put them in order.
I know. What they did was anybody.
They cut it up before and then.
Anybody that was a horse, they did that together. Anybody that was a bird, they did that together. Their theme was crapping on cars. So any bird logos, any cat logos, they put those together. That's how they did theirs.
Yeah. I saw that.
And you're right, it wasn't in order. The Titans were the best I saw.
The Titans was the best. The Chargers were great, as usual. There's a lot of hidden stuff in the Chargers that's really, really quick, but it's all anime.
Uh-huh.
But they've got a lot of shots at different, when they're playing the Lions, if you have a gambling problem, they left that up there for a while with all the guys they had suspended. Rate for the Raiders, if you're looking for a job, here, call this number. There was a lot of goods. They had Mike McDaniel vaping. They did a lot of good stuff. The Chargers always do a nice job. But the funniest, you have to find the Titans reveal.
We'll play it.
Yeah.
It's just audio.
Yeah, no, but you don't see who the teams are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's, we could say, that's this team.
Nah,
team.
But you're right.
All right. We got to talk right now. What you can't see right now is if you're on Twitch, you can see the hair. I mean,
quit tossing your hair around.
Okay, this is what I'm doing. I do it like this, like Fabio or Flavio or whatever his name is. Anyway, I mean, it's beautiful. I feel great about it. You will feel great about your hair. If you are somebody that is, you know, is you're struggling, if your hair, if you're follically challenged, all you need is Doc Linville because he's awesome. Listen, you could do the PRP where he just mixes up the blood and sticks it back in there, and then it really stimulates growth. Or you can get the Neo grafting, which is fabulous, which is wonderful. And the doc will tell you what it is. I mean, he's going to get a free, you're going to get a free evaluation with the doc, and he's going to explain to you exactly what's going on. You go in there, you see, he's going to take a look. He's going to see how much he can help you and whatnot. The process is so simple. It's so wonderful. And he's also got an anesthetic that lasts 3 days now. So I'm telling you, there was minimal pain anyway. Now with the 3-day anesthetic, it's unbelievable how good it is. So if you're looking for a great way to get hair, there's one place to go, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. 717 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What we do every year is we break down in a serious manner. We know who they're playing and when. And we can break down, because you can't break it down. Oh, they're going to play the Colts. Of course, they're going to play the Colts. No, you got to know who is going to be healthy, what time of the year it's going to be, how healthy are you going to be, what quarterback are you facing in that game? You know, because in some of these games, you're absolutely, I mean, will Levis be starting in week 2 now? The answer is no, probably, right?
Probably not.
So, yeah, I mean, so now you're going to have to face Erlinger. What's his name?
For the Titans?
For the Colts.
Oh, no. You're facing Ellinger. Gardner Minshew.
You're going to be, not Erlinger?
No.
You sure?
Gardner Minshew.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be facing Erlinger, okay?
Well, if he beats out Minshew.
Yeah. No. Well, come on. A Texas kid. Come on. Where did Minshew go? Stop already. The Texas kid ain't going to be sitting
behind. That's a Mike Leach kid.
That is a Mike Leach kid. Minshew is, absolutely. So the Texans start at the Ravens. Boy, oh boy, you want to talk about the Ravens don't know what they're in for. Of course, they are the biggest favorite in week one. You see the line?
No.
Yeah, surprisingly, the Ravens and Texans at the Ravens, the biggest favorite of the weekend is going to be the Ravens. Any idea what that line is?
We'll say 12 and a half.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine. Ravens a 9-point favorite right now, which it's perfect. You're going to go in there. Oh, they're feeling so great about themselves. Now, Lamar is probably, he's so content. He's got the guaranteed money. He's probably not even going to get ready for the season. I mean, I just feel like this is a great, great surprise. This is a shocking start to the season. Texans go in there, shock the world. DeMeco Ryan's first game as head coach. Bobby Slowick is unbelievable. C.J. Stroud, Texans win.
I can't get there on this one. I'm trying to find a way.
Maybe Lamar's over.
Lamar's probably healthy in week one. He's probably not even playing preseason. It'll be hard for him to get hurt. I mean, Lamar gets hurt on legitimate plays. This isn't street clothes Jackson. I'm going to have to give the Texans a loss. Probably a cover. But, yeah, I got to give them a loss here.
You're going to give the Texans a loss.
Yeah, I think they start off 0-1.
Well, you lost all credibility, but okay. You got them 0-1. I got them 1-0. Then they've got the Colts here, which we saw last year. What were they up, 20-3?
Before they blew that one.
Right.
I'll go Texans on that one.
Texans win that one, 2-0.
I'm going 1-1.
At the Jags.
Yeah, Texans are their nemesis. The Jaguars really have a very difficult time beating the Texans. Ooh. So, and Jaguars have they've got a target on their back.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-1 there.
Yeah, because the first place thing. And No.
I think they'll be taking the Texans lightly, and it's a team they can't beat anyway.
No, they never beat them.
I'm going to go 2-1. Steelers at home.
I got 3-0 now. The Steelers at home. The Texans
Steelers
always
in
kill them.
In Houston.
Yeah. That's historically
the historically Texans. An easy win for the Texans. The hotter, the better, too.
Yeah, when it's 9,000 degrees,
open
and it will
the
be.
Roof. Oh, wait, it doesn't open anymore.
Yeah. Well, no, we can't open the roof, but maybe we could turn off the air conditioning.
Yeah.
And you know what? And then how will the Steelers
huge
like
advantage.
It?
We huge
put,
advantage.
And we
for
put
the
Steelers
fan.
On that side of the
yeah,
field.
That side of the field. That's
where the sun
play.
is peeking through at noon, right?
Okay, so I've got
4-0.
I'm 3-1.
I got 4-0. At the Falcons, they suck. Bijan is the only
4-1.
Thing they got. 4-1. I got 5-0. Saints.
I got 5-1. I mean, yeah, I'm 5-1 now.
I got 6-0 because
Saints at Texans.
At the bye, the Texans will be 6-0.
You're not going to be fans are going to be in the stands this year. You won't be able to beat the Texans at home.
No,
it's going to be extremely hard.
Yeah, at the Panthers, I mean, a rookie quarterback you're facing, he sucks.
Yeah.
6-1. I mean, what would happen if the Texans are 7-0 at this point? I mean, honestly,
but they're getting flexed.
You're absolutely right.
They're getting flexed.
All those now every Sunday night game they'll be on, right?
Falcons, Saints, Panthers, and then Bucks. You're getting rid of all of those games. Well, you're getting rid of Falcons,
in a row.
Saints, Panthers by October 29th.
In yeah. a row, you're getting
it's
rid
in
of
a row.
Them.
That's right.
So you're playing the NFC South, the worst division, second worst division in football next to yours. You're playing them all in a row with a bye week in between.
So I like the Texans at the Panthers for the same reason you mentioned.
Yep.
Rookie quarterbacks have a hard time winning.
Look at in the NFC South, they have to go to the Falcons, they have to go to the Panthers, which are the two easiest teams in the division. Plus they've got the Saints and the Bucks at home. I don't know. I got them 8-0 here. Now
I'm 7-1 right now. Gave them the Bucks at Texans, so people know.
At the Bengals might be a difficult
Yeah,
game.
I'm gonna give them a loss there. I think that will be a little bit tough. And I know you couldn't pick against Joe Burrow.
I know it's that my undying love for Joe Burrow. This is the only place where I really see a little bit of difficulty for this team. Okay, going to Cincinnati on November 12th might be a little windy and whatnot. I'm going to give it to Joe, but I'm going to tell you what, it's probably a 17-16 game.
Okay, Cardinals at Texans.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a win.
Jaguars
at Texans,
here. Win.
Same issue for them. They can't
Jaguars
win.
Jaguars here.
Russell
Broncos
Wilson and a House of Horrors.
Sucks here.
That's a win.
Win.
Texans at Jets.
Texans at Jets. And again, are we sure Aaron Rodgers
See,
isn't going to
I don't think he's going to be in the game.
He's not going to be
healthy.
And who knows? No, I don't think he's going to be unhealthy.
And can he play
he might
cold
be doing
weather?
Some psychedelics.
December 10th, like that's going to be a cold weather game.
Yeah, he
and
never played
he
in cold.
Can he play in that kind of cold weather?
He's never been there before.
Well, because in New York,
yeah,
or New Jersey or wherever,
it's a different kind of cold.
Yeah, it's a different kind of cold. So yeah. I'm going to go Texans over the Jets, only because I also don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy. So I think we see Zach.
I think he's going to be on psychedelics. I think he'll be fine.
Okay,
but he'll be wasted.
Texans Titans should be
okay.
An easy
that
one.
At the Titans, that's where they're breaking out the Oilers uniforms. How much disrespect will that be when the Titans are wearing Houston Oilers uniforms?
And you have all these Houston Texan football players
who
understand the deep storied tradition of the Houston Oilers from before they were born.
No. They will learn.
Maybe in some cases before their parents were born. So, yes.
Yeah.
I think we have to take a look at that
No. That's disrespectful. Yeah. And the Texans are going
to
go in.
Okay, so that's a W. Deshaun comes back to Houston again.
He sucks.
Christmas Eve, where most of the people are not going to be working.
Most of the massage therapists? No, what do you mean? Most of what people?
Whatever people are.
Well, no,
Instagram.
New Year's Eve, nobody will be working. You're right.
Well, no, that's Christmas Eve.
I mean, Christmas Eve, nobody's going to be working. Right. And that's what I mean. I mean, what?
People typically don't check their Instagram accounts.
Okay, so. So Deshaun, wait. So,
won't be able to relax through the game, be all worked up. I could see him making some bad decisions.
By the way.
I could see Deshaun making bad decisions in the city of Houston.
Really?
Yep.
That's never happened before. And then you got the Titans back here on New Year's Eve. That's a celebration of Houston.
I'm gonna say they lose the Colts because they already are in the playoffs, so they're probably resting starters.
They could. I mean, At 16-1, at 15-1, I'm pretty sure they'll be resting starters there.
Yeah.
Already locked up. the best record in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 15-2. I've got them at 14.
Well, listen, you won at the Colts last year in the last game of the season. I'm pretty sure you can do that.
If you're resting all your starters.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. You can still beat the Colts at the Colts. I think you look at the starters they won with last year.
I'm trying to be realistic. You'd rest your starters. You're probably not trying.
So you think
down the road. I think they lose
15-2.
14-3.
14-3.
Yeah, I've got them losing that one, the Bengals and the Ravens.
I got you. I got 15-2. Mm-hmm. I love it. I struggle to find a two loss.
So you are playing over six.
I'm playing way over. I mean, that'll be done by the bye.
Let me pull something up on my side. You can fire right now.
Okay. I'm not going to fire yet. I'm going to wait and see because the odds are going to go way up. I'm going to wait on that one.
Is really not a crazy schedule.
It's an easy schedule.
Oh my God, you've got the Cardinals. When you think about just your division, like if the Titans or Colts can be bad, and then you've got the Cardinals, you got the NFC South. It's one of the weakest schedules on paper that I've ever seen the Texans have in 20 years.
No,
it's one of the weakest.
I don't remember it this awful, if you want to know the truth.
I don't either.
It is, well, in large part because you have the NFC South. And the other part is, how weak. Now, you did get the Jets as your fourth place team who added Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
You did get the Broncos who added Sean Payton.
Yeah, but no, they had to give away all their draft picks.
You did add the Cardinals who added Clayton Tune.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
Monty Austin Fort and some head coach. Oh, the guy who goes, Buda Baker. Pew, pew, pew. My dad goes, we were talking, and my dad the other day, and he goes, hey, so we were talking about the Cardinals because, you know, he used to coach here. And so he said, they're a mess, aren't they? I said, yeah, they might be the worst team in football. He goes, and who's the head coach? I said, it's Jonathan Gannon. He's defense coordinator. He goes, I saw a video of him, and he is a goofball. Like, he's going to lose that locker room immediately. And I said, is it the one where he's talking to Buda Baker, and he starts going, pew, pew, pew? He goes, yeah, that's the one. Like, he was making, space noises. I said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's. He goes, players aren't going to like that. I said, no.
No.
Buda Baker has requested a trade. The guy from the video.
Yes, Buda Baker does not want
to. I think he's a Mulgetta client.
Is he? No, he's not.
I think he is. I think he's really? Athletes first.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. But honestly, how many good football players do the Cardinals have? Realistically, Buda Baker is their best player.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he's one of the only ones. It's like a baseball team trying to trade off their good players.
Yeah. It's like the Cardinals the Angels have been, well, with Trout, but Trout's never there, with Ohtani for the last few years. They're a little bit better this year, but otherwise it was just Ohtani because Trout was always hurt. So, I mean, 15-2, you think that's unrealistic? Okay, but did you see this schedule? I mean, and you know what? Every other team is looking at, oh, look, we got the Texans. They're terrible. There's a win. And the Texans are looking, oh, look at the Cardinals. There's a win. You want to talk about it? No wonder they're at noon every game. Good Lord. The schedule is just awful.
His agent is David Mulgetta.
Is it?
Buda Baker is requesting a trade.
729 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Has CJ Stroud requested a trade yet? After the schedule release?
Stop. Don't say that. Good Lord, don't say that.
Mulgetta's got a request and a trade before. Well, he'll wait until he signs rookie contract.
Well, he hasn't signed rookie contract yet, and then right after. He doesn't want to play here. Hey, if your patio furniture is old and faded, if it's unique, you just love it, whatever the case may be, if it's been in your family, you want to preserve it for sentimental reasons, you just want a new look, how about just changing the color? How about you're doing something, maybe you painted your house or your fence or whatever, and you want to change the color? You can do that as well. And it's affordable. And oh, by the way, if it's rusted out or if it's broken or you need new straps and slings or whatever the case may be, they do all of that as well. It's Houston Powder Coaters. They're unbelievable. 20 years of business experience, 5-star customer service, great Google reviews, very hands-on. Communication with the customers is great. Education for aftercare, because you want to take care of it afterwards. Listen, you do not want to replace that. They will pick up free, deliver free, all you, and it doesn't matter where you're at. Galveston, Willis, Fulshear, Baytown, Crosby, Mount Bellevue. It doesn't matter where you are. They will pick up and deliver, and they will get it done. Do it now so that you got it by, you know, sometime this summer that you're going to have your furniture back. It's HoustonPowderCoaters.com. 281-676-3888. Tell Robin that you heard it right here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
James Harden did not have a good game.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here.
Elimination James will get another look.
Yep.
As he put up a stinker yesterday, the 76ers fell apart offensively, and they lose that game, and now they're going to a game 7 in Boston, and James is an elimination game coming off a bad one. He had 3 bad ones, 2 good, really good ones. One that was okay, wasn't asked to do anything. They had a great win. He played fine. He wasn't asked to score, so I don't hold it against him, but if he comes out and has a bad game and and he plays poorly in all 4 losses, he's going to take most of the blame in Philadelphia, I think.
Yeah. And then
I've already seen it.
And then he'll have to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's how we get James. If he wins, wouldn't you want to bask in the glory if you're in Philadelphia? Or would you be like, okay, I won, I can leave now?
Honestly, what matters more to him, do you think? Basketball, or where he is? How he lives.
Yeah.
I think his life is more important to him than his basketball. I'm not even passing judgment. I just think that's who – some people are different, you know. I think there are some guys who – but more and more we see guys who just want to go to certain teams and go to certain cities. James just makes no bones about it. He tried to do the chase a ring thing. And he ended up with crazy Kyrie, and then he ended up with, 76ers, which he's not really an East Coast guy. But he's had his moments. I mean, if James steps up big, then he will have been a big factor in 3 of the 4 wins.
Yeah.
So, he's got a chance to either cement his elimination game James legacy or kind of try to start to maybe break the narrative. I still think they need to get to a NBA championship.
Most
likely. James has been there before.
More likely.
NBA championship.
More likely cements his image as elimination chance, or he has a big game.
No, cements legacy.
Yeah.
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 I think that's more likely.
And more likely is here next year or there next year?
Here. That's too much. Woj already put it out there into the universe. Once Woj puts it in the universe, it's probably going to happen. Schefter used to have that cachet, but he started missing. Woj doesn't miss.
Woj never swings and misses. Devin Booker, more than likely. Okay,
the Suns got obliterated.
Again.
You may see 25 and think, yeah, that's bad, but it's not. They gave up 80 at the half. It was like 80 to, what, 51, yeah. It was a 29-point. They were down 29 at the half.
They did the same thing last year.
They were being booed off the court by their fans. Chris Paul's in a street clothes, again, obviously trying to coach people from street clothes, and then you have, an 80-point first half for Denver. Man,
in Phoenix happened the same way last year. Kevin Durant, is he a Sun next year?
Yeah, I think so.
At the start or through the whole season?
Through the whole season.
Okay, Devin Booker.
Yeah, I think he is. I think the Suns gave up some good players for Kevin Durant. They got to try to, like, Kevin can still play.
Yeah, but Kevin could just say, I want out.
Yeah, but you
got to go somewhere where he can win a title.
But you got to try to make it work with Kevin. So you're going to have to do whatever he says.
Well, baloney.
Bring in the guys that he wants to bring in.
Kevin Durant is going to work his way out because he just saw he got beat by 25. Okay. He's not going to stay somewhere where he's not going to win.
Why can't LeBron go there?
Because
Chris Paul, Kevin Durant?
Do you just have an unlimited? Now, Matt Ishbia probably will do something. He probably will.
Now, LeBron just signed a contract not long ago.
Yeah, right.
But what if Rich Paul says just hold out? What if David Mulgeta tells Rich Paul to tell LeBron to hold out?
Just hold out. Don't even show up. Yeah. Now, listen. Most likely to pick a team that he was going to win
Durant to the
is
Lakers?
Kevin Durant.
Durant to the Lakers?
Yeah. You can't see that? Golden State or Lakers tonight?
I like Lakers. I think it's all over for Golden State. I had Lakers at 4-2, and I think that's what's going to happen.
No, RJ says no.
You don't think so?
The dog.
I would like to say they're going to win tonight, but that damn dog.
The damn dog.
I know, the corgi. It's all my son Mason can talk about. If this corgi wins, like, it's hard to beat the corgi right now.
It is hard to beat the corgi.
Did the corgi have... Oh, corgi's not doing the Nugget Suns. Did the corgi have Celtics? No, it's not doing the Celtics game either. The corgi's only... There's a dog who's predicting these games.
And has hit on every game.
Unbelievable hit rate.
Has hit on every game. That's what I'm talking
and
about.
And corgi had game seven. Had when they were down 3-1, the corgi had Golden State going to winning it in seven games. And if they win tonight, they're a three-point dog. 2.5 to 3. If they win tonight, it goes back to Golden State, where they will be a small favorite.
Yeah. 7378037776 is the number. Astros with the day off yesterday. They are in Chicago and hoping to get Jose Abreu started. They're going to have a tribute video for Jose Abreu. I mean, he was there for what, 8 years or whatever.
If he's injured, if he's playing through pain or whatever, he's not going to get going. It's going to take a longer time to sit down. You can't just rest him a day. If this is a pain that's lasted since last year, he's not one day on the bench away from being healthy. That's not how it's going to work. Dusty really needs to. They really need to say, "Look, dude, cut the bull bleep.
I don't.
What's going on? Tell us what's going on. All of your metrics are way, way down this year. Were you hurt coming over here? What's the deal? Because I went through a sketch. I went through his stuff last year. I showed you. He's had one home run since August 4th. One home run at all. That covers all of August. He had one home run in September 3rd. None in October. That's it. He's had one home run since August 4th, and that includes all of April and so far in May. Something's going on with this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something physically is going on with him. And you need to tell him either cut the bull bleep or because we need to know if we just literally bought a lemon or if there's something going on. But there's something going on. You need to sit down right now and let other guys play and try to get healthy, because you're not helping us playing through this.
I don't think this is an injury.
Then it's worse.
That's
really worse.
No, it's really bad. It's really bad. I don't think this is slow bat speed is because of no. He's up there. He's played every game except the last one. There's no. I mean, it's not like if he'd have gone in there and said, "Man, I'm really."
But Dusty alluded to him being hurt.
Well, he said, "Yeah." Well, I think Dusty's making. I think there's a chance that he's just making an excuse for him. Trying to protect him. Absolutely.
Because if he is hurt,
because he's a warrior. He called him a warrior through because he's playing through this hitting 140.
Well, then sit him down. If he actually is hurt, sit him down for a prolonged period of time. Put him on the injured list. No one's going to take his money away. No, the fans aren't going to be angry and yell at him. The fans will be happier if they find out that, you know, something was going on with him and he was trying to play hurt and all that stuff. Like, it's not – in baseball, it's too long a season. Playing hurt in a football season where you have 17 games, that's one thing. Playing hurt where you can't get right in baseball, where you're playing every day or you're playing six games a week or whatever, and you can't get right physically, you end up hurting your team. You got 162, man. Take some time off.
Yeah. No, it's awful. It is. It is just
so
awful.
If there is something going on.
I just think he's been a slow starter. He has been a slow starter. I think he's just now he's older. It's an even worse start. He's going to get better.
Yeah, but what bothers me is it's not just a slow start. It's an unfortunate continuation for a really bad trend we saw at the end of last year that the White Sox saw.
Yeah. No, that is true. Well, he wasn't.
He's got
five total home runs since
although, the All-Star break.
Although
last year
his numbers were so much better than this year.
Not from the All-Star break moving forward. Certainly not in power numbers.
No. 713-780-3776. A couple of stories that we haven't hit on yet, and we have to. And actually, a couple of wild one for sure, a wild story, and we will talk about those on the other side. But right now we're talking about Aqueduct Plumbing. And we're talking about Billy Brown, and we're talking about you and your issues, whatever it is, issue that you have. Even if you don't have an issue, you might. And if when you do, you need to have this in your phone right now, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. Because if you do have any issue whatsoever, time is of the essence. And I'm telling you, these guys, if you have some kind of a leak, they'll be out there right away on the spot. They're going to detect where the problem is. It was unbelievable. We saw, hey, what's going on with the wall here? What is this? The floor feels like it's starting to buckle here. We got something. They walked in. Boom. Henry walked in. There. This is what you got. This is what's happening. And you want to talk about a lifesaver because it saved all our floors.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're so damn good at it.
Then you're going to have to make a home insurance claim, and then that can cause your homeowner's insurance rates to go up. Listen. Plumbing contract, they've got repipes, leak detection, camera inspection, plumbing fixtures, tankless water heaters, water filters, drain cleaning, circulating pumps, hydrostatic testing, reroutes, gas piping. These are just some of the this is just some of what they do. So no matter what your job is, big or small, our friends at Aqueduct Plumbing Company are going to be the plumbing company to help you. They are very reliable and very honest. 281-488-6238. That's 281-488-6238.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You saw the Matt Araiza story, didn't you?
I did.
How unbelievable is that? This is like, what was the USC linebacker that got thrown in prison for it because the girl accused him of rape?
Oh, God, I can't remember.
And he actually works in the NFL front office now.
Yeah, they apologized about that.
Yeah, but Matt Araiza was the Bills punter, accused of participating in a 2021 gang rape. And new details emerged why he was not convicted of any charges. Actually, they had evidence that he was not even there. He was not even there. There was evidence that they came up with that he was not even there. It was a 17-year-old girl outside of a home who had relations with multiple men that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we had a brief encounter. It's absolutely not how it's been portrayed in the media or in the lawsuit. And they found that the whatever evidence they had was he was absolutely right. He wasn't there. He lost his job. Immediately when he was accused, the Bills released him,
mm-hmm.
and he hasn't played the NFL since. You think anybody gives him a shot? Or is it now?
I think you have to. I mean, if you're okay with the details coming out. But it was a transcript of the victim's meeting. The victim, whose name has not been made public, submitted video recordings from the night of the alleged incident. According to the transcript per USA Today, Amador told Ariza's accuser, in looking at the videos on the sex tape, I absolutely cannot prove any forcible sexual assault based upon what happened. Furthermore, USA Today said the transcript revealed that the district attorney's office used video footage to determine that Ryzen wasn't even at the scene of the attack when the alleged gang rape happened based on the physical characteristics of the men shown in the video. He did admit to having sex with that night. So he did admit to that.
But he wasn't there for the...
No. And it was consensual. The other one was apparently consensual. The lawsuit accused Ariza of the assault also claimed the former NFL player, which is not really even an accurate definition, he's not a former NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Knew or should have known that the victim was a minor and that she appeared, quote, heavily intoxicated when the two engaged in a sexual encounter. But during the meeting, Amador produced multiple witness statements from guests at the party who claimed the accuser made a statement to the party telling guests she was 18 years old. Another video submitted to police showed the accuser lying about her age on camera during an unrelated party the night before the alleged rape. However, the woman said that she doesn't trust the witness statements in question when speaking to USA Today. So it's
And the district attorney also noted that the victim was not intoxicated at the point when Ariza...
She had the relationship with Ariza.
Ariza, right. So that just stinks. That just stinks. The dude has lost his... well, maybe he hasn't lost his ability to play in the NFL now. I would imagine the teams... I know he's in the middle of this, and he's got all kinds of stuff floating around him. But if you're wrongly accused of something...
This is a really tough one because, you know, it's always tough like this because you don't... You know, you want to take very seriously what happened, and she may have been, you know, intoxicated and had the thing happen with multiple men at the... Apparently, it did happen.
It did happen.
It's a matter of was it a gang rape or whatever, but even if they find... But if Matt Ariza was not part of that and she had had relations with him earlier, you don't have to like it, but it's not elite. You know, it's not... Like, Ariza did not, number one, know her age. She had lied about her age, and he was... Regardless of all that, he was accused of being part of something that he wasn't even there for.
Yeah.
And that's one of the primary reasons he lost his opportunity in the NFL, because the media rushed a judgment on him. They labeled him, they branded him. He was accused,
and there's nothing the Bills could do. They got to, you know what, if you're accused of something like that, how are you going to continue to play in the NFL? You just got to let him go.
But the media did. And social media really just labeled him, and that's what it was.
Well, that's 2000. Welcome to 2022. That's what happened, and that's what's going to happen every time. Did you see the Bram Kohlhausen story?
No, I did not see that.
Okay, so Bram Kohlhausen, for those of you who don't know, he went to Lamar. He went to the University of Houston. He didn't play. He was a quarterback, didn't play. And then he went to TCU. And he has one. He's got a story that Disney was making a movie about him. It hasn't come out. I don't know if it's been made. I don't know if it's or it's in the works or whatever. But he was a guy who played college football for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
5 or 6 years, didn't get into a game. And then in a bowl game, in his last ever game, he went to TCU. He transferred to TCU. Mm-hmm. In his last ever game, they were down 31 points at the half. And they threw him into the game, and he brought them back to tie and then win in overtime. You remember that game,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, it was a crazy-ass game.
Crazy game.
Yeah, I was on the wrong side of that one. I thought I had a W.
A 31-point halftime deficit.
Didn't he play Leach? Who was the game against?
It's against Oregon. No, it was against Oregon.
It was against Oregon. Okay, Oregon. It was Pac-12. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember being on the wrong side of that one, thinking I had a W.
Yeah, and this was when Oregon was, you know, at the peak of their football prowess. Mm-hmm. It was I want to say it was in San Antonio. I forget which game it was. Anyway, it was his last ever game. It's another, it was just an unbelievable story of, I don't know about redemption, but perseverance. It's like a Rudy story where you just waited. He just, against all odds, he waited. He finally got into the game, which is... I'm not sure that the whole Rudy story at Notre Dame is actually accurate, but neither here nor there. The Kohlhausen story is accurate. Dude waited for so long and finally got into a game and brought his team back in his last ever game to win after overcoming a 31-point deficit. Well, just this past week, Gary Patterson said, hey, everybody, you got to pray for Bram Kohlhausen because of his injuries. It turns out he was hunting in a helicopter. You know how they you get...
Yeah, hog hunting.
Hog hunting.
Yeah.
In a helicopter. He fell out some 70 feet. Fell out of the helicopter. And his mother says...
And survived?
His injuries include crushed pelvis, 2 crushed feet, as well as damage to all of his internal organs except his heart. So he is that he has... First of all, he survived. And secondly, we'll see whether or not he can get through this. But this guy, holy crap. If he's able to survive a fall like that,
70 feet
out of a helicopter, He is.
Dude, 70 feet is 10 basketball rims. Like, it's way up there.
Way up there.
And obviously he landed on his feet because he crushed his feet and his pelvis and his internal organs. Of course, that's probably one of the only ways he survived.
But maybe. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. Can you imagine your fall? I can't even imagine what that fall would be. Yeah, guys just hang out of the helicopters and they're shooting at hogs. They're shooting hogs, and it's just, I guess, well, something happened in which he fell out of it. But Bram Kohlhausen is a local guy who, you know, made good. After that game, I think immediately Disney was talking about making a movie of Bram Kohlhausen.
Were they really?
Yes. No, it's this. There's a movie that's going to be made about him, and. Now you've got another. You got an addendum to this movie.
I guess so.
You know?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
And Gary Patterson came out this week, and I was like, they didn't say. I thought, well, he had some kind of car accident or something happened. Well, this morning in the Chronicle, it explains. Jerome Solomon explains that he fell out of the helicopter, and now he's fighting for his life, but he has improved slightly. So, thoughts and prayers. Big ups to Bram Kohlhausen, local guy. Hopefully he gets better. Man, hopefully he gets better. But what a story. What a story. And I had heard, and I don't know, for whatever reason, you know, this was supposed to happen. This movie was supposed to happen. And then we haven't heard anything about it. Hadn't heard anything about it. Man, thoughts and prayers to Bram Kohlhausen. Hopefully he gets better. 756 ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. 703-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. 703-780-3776. I want to talk right now about HR&P. My peeps over at HR&P. Matter of fact, I'm having lunch with Chris today over at HR&P. And we're going to talk over about exactly what we're doing here. He told me, and we can't be prouder, he said, there's a guy who listens to the show and he loves it. He said, he called up there and he said, hey, I've got a business and it's a big business and I want to use HR&P, and we can't be prouder of that you guys are responding to what we're telling you about HR&P. And I continue to tell you that it's the way that we went. It's something that we love that we did. We were with another payroll company and they wouldn't grow with us. They didn't attend to our needs. And I'm telling you, if you have a payroll company that you feel like you're growing and they're not, you know, they're not cutting you a break on the payroll, or if they're not helping you with the taxes, or if their HR department isn't all that great, whatever the case may be, if they're not attentive to all of your needs, well, then try our payroll company, because they are. And oh, by the way, if you're with another administration company and they're, you know, forcing their 401ks and their benefits packages on you, then you need to go with ours, because they don't do that. HR&P doesn't do that. So if you're looking for, if you're doing it yourself, or you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.